नमामीशमीशान निर्वाणरूपं विभुं व्यापकं ब्रह्मवेदस्वरूपम्। रुद्राष्टकमिदं प्रोक्तं विप्रेण हरतोषये, ये पठन्ति नरा भक्त्या तेषां शम्भुः प्रसीदति।
ॐ शांति ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, टुडे माय टॉपिक इज स्टॉप मेकिंग सीन्स। Like, I'm going to start with my own story. Like, really, really, I went through last 1 year. Like, so then I can elaborate what Baba's knowledge, how I use it and stuff. Like, last January, my husband was getting sick. So he was in the hospital and he on and off coming back and forth. So, like, then he was really sick. We can go to the hospital. So, we sent him to the, we sent him to the hospital. So, he was in the hospital. Then one day, doctor called and say, like, oh, we have to, because he had an internal bleeding. He has a cirrhosis in his liver. So, they have to make him under sedate. So, they did it. So, we can go to the hospital and stuff. So, after 28th day, again, they were asking, like, oh, they have to, his kidneys shutting down. So he has to, they have to do the dialysis and they get the permission and stuff. We says, okay, they can do it. Everything we were giving, then they, the tubes goes and his, through his nose stuff. Then they say they have to open the here in his throat and they have to put the tube inside. So, so we says, okay, you can do, but in the meantime, we can go to the hospital. None of us, because of the COVID restriction. So, and April 18th, they call in the evening. They says, oh, he's going to stay only 24 hours. So my children, I have 2 children. They are big. They're like 27 and 21. So my workplace, I work with the children, like four 3.5 and 4, 5 year old. So my all the teachers, 11 teachers got COVID. So I couldn't even go to the hospital because I got positive, even if I had no symptoms, but I got positive. So what happened, though, children, when my daughter started to cry. As soon as she hear that, because she's very attached to my husband, like, okay. So she was crying. So I bring her to her and I said to her, you have to be very, very firm with your daddy. And his body is very old. He has to leave and he's very sick. And this body is not going to, he's not going to stay in this body anymore. Like, you have to let him go. Go to the hospital and give him a lot of good wishes to him. Tell him, Appa, when you go to the other body, you will have a very, very good good life and happy life. So she said to me, okay, Amma, I'll try to do. As soon as she goes to the hospital, she put the phone in his, video call. So she was putting the video call. I talked to him. I told him, like, okay, this body is very old. You have to be very, very firm and you have to leave this body and get the new one. Then after 1 hour, she says, okay, she called me and say, like, okay, Amma, he left his body. Okay, so the people coming, people want me to cry. They've asked me to cry and said, why? They says, like, you are holding inside and you are suppressing yourself. I said, no, I'm not holding myself. I have somebody there, Almighty Authority. He is helping me. The father was helping me that time. I said, I'm not going to cry. I'm not orphan. My daddy is there. So, like, it's going on. People who ever come, they cried and they were making, like, all stories. Oh, my goodness, how you are going to do this? Oh, your life is going to be like this and stuff. I said, no, it's not going to be like this. I'm going to be in so good, though. So, everything is going. The funeral was very good and stuff. So, after a week, I was calling my workplace and I said, okay, I'm coming to work on Monday. They were shocked. They were saying, like, how come? How come you are coming? I said, I am okay to work. I have no problems. I am coming. No, you can work. And the other people started to rule on my life now. I said, no, I am perfectly okay. I can come to work. They says, okay, you come. We will put your schedule. You come and we will work it out. Then there are so many eyes were looking at me, like how I am working. My mood goes swing and stuff. But still, Baba's with me. I am very, very strong. Then after a week is going, everything okay, then I have my parents with me. And then week after, my dad, 90 year old, he was getting down, really. So we called the nurse and we were asking, like, what's going on? So she says to me, oh, he's getting down too now. So, like, it's going on, like, after 2 weeks, my dad passed away. So, like, it was going, like, then I have to deal with my mom now because they were, like, a very... Their life was very strong and long life. So I was giving my mama good wishes and I was explaining to her, Mommy, he's old now. You are changing his diaper and the nurse come and it's not going to work it for you anymore, Mommy. You have to let him go. So after a week, he left his body. So, like, we have the funeral, we done everything and going around like this. And then after, before the COVID, I came to Madhuban and I went back. I find out my mom has a cancer, ovarian cancer. So she was fine. That 2 years she was fine. She took her like a chemo and stuff and she was perfectly okay. She went through everything. Then August, September, we find out her cancer is acting up again. So, like, I was holding Baba's hand. And I was still, my house is very calm. People even call me and ask me, like, look, you know how you are doing this? And, you know, we can believe that you are holding everything inside. I said, no, I'm not holding. I'm doing a good meditation in the morning. I talk to my dad every morning and he's supporting me. He's giving me everything. So, like, January 10th, January, like, around... 5th or 6th, my mom went. She was really sure her pressure went up and stuff. So we have to bring her to the hospital. And she was, and January 10th, she was in the morning, she didn't wake up. She ate something and she went back to sleep. She didn't wake up. So we took her to the hospital, and then like they put her in like 5-6 hours in the life support, and they asked us to make the decision, like we have to keep her in the life support or let her go. So me and brother were talking and we were thinking, and we says like, okay, it's not going to working anymore. Like we asked them to take the support off. So they took the support off, and after 1 hour around Sunday early morning, 1:15, she was in front of my eyes. She was going down. So I give her a lot of good wishes, and you know, like I was telling her, like, mommy, we will meet another 5,000 years, and even if you don't like it, we will be mother and a daughter, because I was so close with my mother. So I was like, but still, I didn't have one single tears in my eyes. All time I was so firm. I was like, I didn't let my stage even move here and there. My husband's funeral was so good, because I called my center and I asked them, like, okay, this is the funeral time and stuff. They give so much good wishes, and they were like, so the funeral was good. My children was so calm, and they were good now. Still now, this is my life. Okay, so if you have a Baba, we have to, like, I think we have to, we have a problem, we have a conscious of I. We have to take that I away. If you are bringing Baba with you and Baba is helping you, he will do everything for you. And like, you have to trust, you have to have the faith on him, and he's doing for everything, and he will help you. He will be there the right time come, in my experience. And the other thing is, people talk a lot of the gossiping and stuff. That's also is not good for the environment, because it is a subtle point is going to the other person. Really, the other person will feel it. Really, other person will feel it, because I work in the with the children. I work in the other two teachers. Sometimes I felt the same thing. When I go into the classroom, I see something and I felt it. Then after a few minutes, everything was getting chaos. Like people were talking, arguing, and the children were crying and stuff. So like, I think this is the making scenes is depends on us, how our stage is not moving back and forth. We have to have the faith on Baba, and we have to stay with Baba, so he will help us everything. And the other thing is, like, we have to respect the other people's feelings too. It doesn't matter what they are doing, like, long as they don't go against Baba Srimad, and we have to go with their respect. We have to respect their feeling. It doesn't matter if the person want to sit on the floor, let her sit down, and don't say like, oh, you can do this, you can do that, because that soul is special too. She's acting her part very special, right? So we have to be very, very careful, and we have to follow Baba Srimad. Baba will be there. Baba will help us everything nicely, and he will be right time. Even sometimes, like my experience, I'm telling, like, I don't know, my sanskar, sometimes it takes so long to deal with the problem. I told Baba, sometimes even 6 months, I was like, talking to Baba and never resolved problems. Then suddenly, like after 3-4 months, suddenly boom, like that. Because, you know, you have to have the right time to come. It's the drama. We have to faith in drama. We have to faith. It will come. And the other thing I find out, like, you can go and tell everything to the other people. Just talk to Baba. Make him as a friend and talk to him. Tell him that, Baba, this is what I used to do after my husband passed away. I talking to a lot of people, like my things, like, oh, this and stuff, and it's never get resolved. Baba always, one Murali Baba told us, like, okay, talk to me only as a friend, one blessing. I forgot the date of that Murali, but one blessing he was telling, that make me as a friend and talk to me. like everything will be settled that time. So for me, like now lately, after my, I was talking to the people a lot, my family, my personal things and stuff. Now I stopped talking that, and I was just talking to Baba, make him as a friend beside me, and I told him my stories, like, Baba, this is my problem, how can I do that? Or the next day, Murali, I will get the point, what I have to do it. Or sometimes it will take some time, like after my husband, my three people gone away, like I have a, my house is very empty, my two children, they are big, they go here and there. So in the night time, you know, like we all six people together and sit down and eat. Suddenly, I feel only myself eating, right? So like I was talking to Baba one day, Baba, I need one child, one your child, either child. So it didn't come long time. So my brother was telling, you put it in the paper, newspaper, there is a lot of Indian students, they will come. I'm from Canada, by the way. So my brother was telling, oh, you put it in the paper, people will come, there is a lot of Indian students, they want to rent the house. I said, no, I don't want to take all people, I want the Brahmin family, because the cooking and stuff, because I am very, very strict about the cooking, and my house very, very clean. I follow Baba Sri Mata good. So one day, one of, I don't know, guys, you know that Avyakta Parivar, anybody hear the Avyakta Parivar? Yeah, okay, Mohini Didi, so Bhumi Ben called me, and she asked me, like, she got the number from my center. She asked me, there is one girl, sister coming from India, you would like to rent the room for her? I said, yeah, that is great. And then the girl came, now she is with me. So like, at least I have somebody in the night with me, like talking and cooking and eating. So like, it won't resolve right away, because of our samskar had to be, our karmic account need to be also settled, right? Like, I told my husband in the last time when I was talking to him, I said to him, your account is done with me. Now you have to go get the other person to deal with it, right? You have to go and deal with the account with him, or the other life, or you have to settle your karmic account with the other person, right? So I told him nicely, and like, this is my story and this is my topic today. Okay, pardon, remember it? Yes, I manage them, I give in the good wishes to them every morning. Other souls, wherever they are, I will give them a good wishes, and I said to them, I'm okay, you don't need to worry about me and stuff. And I give them a good wishes, that's it, every morning. They are in not gay, and but they took the, my son took the knowledge, but he wasn't following anything. My husband took the knowledge. He was, the beginning, he was against to me, very against. He doesn't want to do anything. But then I was like, I become very strong and strong. Then he looked at me one day, even before he passed away, like when he was in January, February, he was very sick, and he told me that, oh, you know, like you look like to me a goddess now. Like, I'm sorry I didn't let you go to the center in the beginning and stuff. But he was, he took the knowledge. He took the knowledge, you know, my parents took the knowledge too, but they took the knowledge like long time ago, but they didn't follow through and all like that. No, they didn't. But the children, they are okay, they are very good. They support me now. If they see me like I am a little bit sad, or I don't want to talk or anything, they always say to me, Amma, get ready, go to the center, go sit Baba's room, go talk to him, and come, go do some seva. Now I am doing a lot of sevas on the center, and then also Avyakta Parivar, I am doing one of the recorder, like the languages, different languages, they ask me to do the recording, because when I go home, there is an empty house, right, there is no one, so very quiet. My house is used to be like before, when everybody is there, my house is so loud, and TV, one room TV, other room, the cooking, and the spoon, plates, and in the night, 8:30, everybody was eating. Now, oh boy, it's so, like, sometimes I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, this is so, so quiet. How come this is quiet like that, right? Like, yeah, it was like that. That routine in the morning, I'm whole day in back home, Canada. Yes, I wake up at 3:15. Then I go do my meditation. Then I 4:45, I go, I wake up, I go to the center. 4:45, sometimes, not 5:45, sorry, 6 o'clock the center open. If they don't open, they ask me to open, so I open. Then I do the sound room in the my center, Toronto center. I do in the Murali, before the Murali, the music and the red light and stuff. Then I go to work. I come home, 6 o'clock, I was like sitting, I was doing the recording. Then 8:15, 9 o'clock, I do the 5 forms every night before go to sleep. I'm doing that because I wanted to rid of my negative thoughts and the waste thoughts is like that. So I do that. Then I 9:30, 10 o'clock, I go to sleep. What? Yeah, whole day I work. Yeah, I work as the early childhood educator. It's a daycare teacher. I was working like, yeah. It was like that, my life. Yeah, now it's Saturday, Sunday. I have my shopping, cleaning, and taking care of my children. Children come sometimes, they make their own food lately. I don't even worry about now. My daughter was in the university. She was little bit away from my house, like a 1 hour and 15 minutes. Before my husband passed away, he bought her a car. I was fighting with him, like, she doesn't need a car. She's only 19-year-old. Why you are getting her a car? He says to me, no, it's better she has to have. But, you know, things are happen for really the reason. Because if she didn't get the car for him, you know, like, I have to run around and she has to go by bus and stuff. But, you know, she was telling now, you know, Appa did the right thing for me. Otherwise, I can't even come over here because I have to take care of her, bring her back and forth to school, right? Things are, you know, we always think, oh my goodness, Baba did this, or why it happened to me. But, you know, remember, guys, things happen always for the good reason. Always for the good reason. Now I am doing more service for the center, and you know the recording I do every day for Mogini DDC, you know, the Avyakta Parivar. Every night I'm doing recording different languages: Chinese, Telugu, Tamil, Thai, Portuguese, like 5-6 languages different. Pardon? I know only English and Tamil, but you know, like, I have the phone in my hand. Like, so I listen to English, then whenever I need to stop, I stop and pause and stop and stuff. Like, but it's not that hard. Eh? It's easy. Baba make me easy. Like, every time when my center, one brother came, and because I go every day, like now 12 years, I go every morning. Before I go to work, I go, I stay in the Murali class, then I go to work, right? This is my work in the middle. The center is in the middle. So one day, one brother came and asked, like, Nandini Ben, can you do the sound room for us? I said, really, guys? I don't know anything about IT. Oh, my goodness. So I don't know what I was thinking. I think Baba helps me. I said, okay, I do it. But after I go, I learn from scratch everything because I don't know anything. So brother teach me little by little. Now I'm very mastering. The people were saying, yes, they're saying, now you are mastering, Nandini Ben. You're so good though, because, you know, they teach me. I think Baba touched me that time, right? Even if I don't know, Baba says, okay, go start this thing, right? That's it. This is my story. I was bringing Baba's knowledge. Baba is there. Baba says, like, you are not orphan. You are going to take, he's the one taking care of us, right? And then I meditate. I good wishes to the people, whoever coming to my house, right? Even the, you know, like in the funeral time, they do the, what do we call in the showing the funeral for the other people. How do you call that? Huh? No, the other one is they're live streaming. They're doing the live streaming, right? So, like, I was The priest asked me to get the Mangala Sutra and put it in his chest. I put it, I with a smiling. So somebody see his friends look at that, and they were asking me, how come you were smiling that time? Even like, I don't know, like I think this the Baba, you know, the Baba make me like that, like without him we can do anything, you know, like things will happen, but you know, you have to be very, very patient, guys, very patient. Baba will take care of you guys, everybody, like we all are his children. He will take care of. How come he pick up everybody? Like when after I came to Canada, I was thinking like, why I am here? I left my country. Then I realizing Baba need my help there. Like the recording, like everything is settling, happening. That subtle thing. You don't even see anything, right? That's all my story. One day, if they say, huh? I don't know if whenever they are ready, I will bring them here. Yes. I don't want it, because if it is in the drama, they will come, right? I can force anybody, right? If it is in the drama, they will come. I can. Is it right or wrong, guys? Yes. Like, you know, like my husband, he came. He was asking me one day, how come you are being like this patient? How come you are? I said, you know, I'm doing this meditation. I got to talk to God and stuff. Then he said to me, okay, I wanted to follow too. I wanted to come and see how it's working. But he can rid of a lot of stuff like eating, you know, the meat and stuff. So like, it's okay. At least he got the knowledge, right? That's all I needed, right? He was the knowledge. Let's see. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, brother. Give me this opportunity. I'm so glad.